Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 15th of June 2024. Essence. Sweet children, in order to become conquerors of Maya, stop being careless. To cause or take sorrow is a very big mistake that you children should not make. Question. What one desire does the Father have for you children? Answer. The Father's desire is that all his children become ever pure like himself. The Father is ever beautiful and has come to make you children beautiful from ugly. Maya makes you ugly and the Father makes you beautiful. Lakshmi and Narayan were beautiful, and this is why ugly, impure human beings go in front of them, their idols, and sing their praise. They consider themselves to be degraded. You now receive the Father's Srimat. Sweet children, now make effort to become beautiful and Sato Pradhan. Om Shanti. What is the Father doing and what are you children doing? The Father knows and you children know that you souls have become Tamo Pradhan and that you now have to be made Sato Pradhan, which is called Golden Aged. The Father sees you souls. It is the soul that has the thought, I, this soul, have become ugly. Because of souls being ugly, their bodies too have become ugly. You people go to the Lakshmi and Narayan temple, but you previously didn't have any knowledge at all. You would see that they, the idols of Lakshmi and Narayan, are full of all virtues and beautiful, and that you yourselves are ugly, evil spirits, but you didn't have any of this knowledge. Now, when you go to the Lakshmi and Narayan temple, you understand that you were full of all virtues, and that you have now become ugly and impure. You used to sing in front of them, we are ugly, vicious sinners. After a couple are married, they are taken to the Lakshmi and Narayan temple. Both are at first viceless, and then they become vicious. People go in front of the viceless deity idols and call themselves vicious and impure. They would not say this before they married. It is only after people indulge in vice that they go to a temple and sing praise of the deities. Nowadays, people even have marriage ceremonies in the temples to Shiva and Lakshmi and Narayan. They tie a bracelet in order to become impure. You are now tying a bracelet in order to become beautiful. This is why you remember Shiv Baba, who makes you beautiful. You know that Shiv Baba is sitting in the center of the forehead of this chariot. He is ever pure. His one desire is that you children also become pure and beautiful. Constantly remember me alone and become pure. Souls have to remember the Father. The Father is pleased to see the children. You children understand that you will become pure by looking at the Father and that you will then become like Lakshmi and Narayan. You children have to remember this aim and objective with a lot of caution. Do not think that you have come to Baba and that when you go back, you can then just become engrossed in your own business. Therefore, the Father personally sits here in front of you children and explains to you. Each soul resides in the center of a forehead. This is the throne of the immortal soul. Souls who are my children are sitting in their foreheads. Souls themselves are Tamopradhan, and so their thrones are also Tamopradhan. These matters have to be understood very well. To become like Lakshmi and Narayan is not like going to your auntie's home. You now understand that you are becoming like them. After becoming pure, you souls will go back and you will then be called deities. We are becoming the masters of such a heaven, but Maya is such that she makes you forget. Some listen to this knowledge here, but when they go outside, they forget it. This is why Baba has you make it very firm. Each of you has to examine yourself. Have I imbibed the virtues that these deities have by following Srimat? The picture is in front of you. You know that you have to become like them. Only the Father would make you become like them. No one else can change you from human beings into deities. Only the one Father makes you become like them. It is sung, it didn't take God long to change human beings into deities. You too know this number-wise. Devotees do not know these things. They cannot understand anything until they receive God's Srimat. You children are now receiving Srimat. Keep this in your intellects very well. We are becoming this by remembering Baba according to his Srimat. Only by having remembrance will your sins be burnt away. There is no other way. Lakshmi and Narayan were beautiful, but they have been shown in the temples as ugly. In the Radunath temple, they have shown Rama to be ugly. Why? No one knows. This is such a small matter. The Father explains. In the beginning, they were Satopradhan and beautiful. Even the subjects were Satopradhan, but they became that after experiencing punishment. The more the punishment, the lower the status. If you don't make effort, your sins are not cut away and your status is reduced. The Father explains everything to you very clearly. You are sitting here in order to become beautiful. However, Maya is the great enemy who has made you ugly. She sees that the Father who makes you beautiful has come, and so she causes opposition. The Father says, according to the drama, she has to play her part for half of each cycle. Maya repeatedly makes you turn your face away and takes you in another direction. Some write, Baba, Maya causes me a lot of trouble. Baba says, this is a battle. You become ugly from beautiful and beautiful from ugly. This is a play. He explains to those who have taken the full 84 births. They only set foot in Bharat. It isn't that everyone in Bharat takes 84 births. The present time of you children is most valuable. You have to make full effort to become like them. The Father has definitely said, simply remember me alone and also imbibe divine virtues. Don't cause anyone sorrow. The Father says, children, don't become careless. Let your intellects be connected in yoga to the One Father. You have promised, I will surrender myself to you. You have been promising this for birth after birth. Baba, when you come, we will only follow your directions. We will become pure and then become deities. If your spouse doesn't cooperate with you, you can make your own effort. If your spouse doesn't come with you, you won't be a couple there. However much remembrance they have had, and however many divine virtues they have imbibed, couples will accordingly be formed. For instance, Brahma and Saraswati have made very good efforts, and so they become a couple. They do very good service and stay in remembrance. That too is a virtue. Amongst the Gopes, brothers too, there are many very good children. Some children understand for themselves that they are attracted by Maya. Those chains do not break. They repeatedly trap you in name and form. The Father says, do not become trapped in someone's name or form. Become trapped in me. Just as you are incorporeal, so I too am incorporeal. I make you the same as I am. A teacher would make you the same as himself. A surgeon would make you into a surgeon. That one is the unlimited Father, and his name is glorified. People call out, O purifier, come. Souls call out through their bodies, Baba, come and make us pure. You know how he is purifying you. Some diamonds too have flaws in them. Alloy is now mixed in souls. That is being removed and souls are being made into real gold. You souls have to become very pure. Your aim and objective is clear. This would never be said in any other spiritual gathering. The Father explains, your aim is to become this. You also know that according to the drama, you have been vicious for half a cycle in the company of Ravan. You now have to become this. Each of you also has a badge. It is very easy to explain using that badge. This is the Trimurti. Establishment takes place through Brahma, but Brahma doesn't do that. He is becoming pure from impure. People don't know that this impure one then becomes pure. You children now understand that the destination of your study is high. The Father comes to teach you. Baba has this knowledge, but he didn't study it with anyone. According to the drama plan, he has this knowledge. You cannot ask, where did that one receive this knowledge from? No, he is knowledgeful. He alone makes you pure from impure. People go to bathe in the Ganges in order to become pure from impure. They also bathe in the ocean. Then they also perform worship and consider the ocean to be a deity. In fact, rivers flow all the time. They are never destroyed. However, previously they used to be under control. There was no mention of floods, etc. People never drowned in them. There are few human beings, and then the number of them continues to grow. There are so many human beings by the end of the Iron Age. There, people's lifespans are very long. There will be very few human beings. Then, in 2,500 years, there is so much expansion. The tree grows so much. First of all, there was just our kingdom in Barat. You would say that some of you too remember that you are establishing your own kingdom. We are spiritual warriors who have the power of yoga. They even forget this. We are those who battle with Maya. This kingdom is now being established. The more you remember the Father, the more victorious you will become. Your aim and objective is to become like them. Baba is making you into deities through this one. So, what should you do? You should remember the Father. This one is the agent in between. It is remembered that when you found the Satguru, it was in the form of an agent. When Baba takes this body, this one is the agent in between. He then enables you to have yoga with Shiv Baba. However, do not mention anything about engagements, etc. Shiv Baba is making us souls pure through this one. He says, "Children, remember me, your father." You would not say, "Remember me, your father." You would relate the father's knowledge. This is what Baba says. The father also explains this to you very clearly. As you progress further, many of you will have visions and your consciences will continue to bite you. The Father says, "Very little time now remains. You will witness destruction with those eyes. When rehearsals take place, you will see that that is how destruction is to happen. You will see a lot with those eyes. Many people will have visions of paradise. All of this will continue to happen very quickly. On the path of knowledge, everything is real, whereas on the path of devotion, everything is imitation. They just have visions, but they do not become that, whereas you do become that. Whatever you have had visions of, you will see that with your eyes. To witness destruction is not like going to your auntie's home. Don't even ask. People kill others in front of one another. Clapping can only take place with two hands, both sides. They separate two brothers and then have them fight each other. This is also created in the drama. They don't understand these secrets. By dividing the two, they inspire them to continue to fight between themselves, and this is how they continue to sell them armaments, and they earn an income. However, at the end, nothing will happen through that. While sitting at home, they will release bombs and everything will be destroyed. There is no need for human beings or weapons. The father explains, "Children, establishment will definitely take place. The more efforts you make, the higher the status you will claim. A lot is explained to you." God says, "Children, do not use that sword of lust. By conquering lust, you become conquerors of the world. Eventually, the arrow will definitely strike someone." Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence Vedana. 1. This time is most valuable. It is now that you have to make effort and fully surrender yourself to the Father. Imbibe divine virtues. You must not make any type of mistake. Follow the directions of the One Father. 2. Keep your aim and objective in front of you and continue to move along with great caution. Make effort to make the soul pure and satopradhan. Check what flaws there are inside you and remove them. Blessing. May you become a completely pure soul and thereby experience the stage of happiness at every second of Brahmin life. Any type of impurity makes you experience sorrow and peacelessness. Brahmin life means staying in a stage of happiness at every second. Even if there is a scene of sorrow, when you have the power of purity, there cannot be any experience of sorrow. Pure souls become master bestowers of happiness and transform an atmosphere of sorrow into one of spiritual happiness. Slogan: increasing your spiritual endeavor by experimenting with the facilities is to have an attitude of unlimited disinterest. Om Shanti.